Morning, old man.
How you doing today?
You're on the old other side. We're a little chilly here.
We're a little earth hubble.
Another little morning here in America. Tell you what.
Something interesting here.
Yesterday, two people that Obama hired, Daschle and somebody else, because of tax problems, decided to drop out.
It wasn't like it was some big, huge, glaring thing, but it was enough for them to fall out. The thing that fucking kills me about this shit that's already being pulled up about Obama is that they're just dying to find something to fucking start kicking around with him.
And on the one hand, it's politics. Okay, it's fine. Whatever. But on the other hand, it's like people like Rush Limbaugh that are just waiting and professing failure is just fucking off the charts. I don't know anybody, when Bush was reelected the second time or the first time he stole the election, that anybody was like, I hope this motherfucker kills our country and fails. It's like, no one wants that to happen. It's the difference between the Republicans and the conservatives, or the conservatives and the liberals. It's like, you know, you don't get your way, you start crying and pouting, and they hire this black dude to be the leader of the Republican National Party. It's like they're just following in step with what we're doing, but they're playing off these nasty, horrible emotives. It's astounding that politics have devolved to this point. I mean, if the founding fathers were back, they would fucking flog all these motherfuckers that are up running shit right now. But, you know, politics is like anything else, I was thinking. With, like, corporations and shit like that, like, we had all these bailout monies that went out, and these motherfuckers are getting bonuses, and they're not helping families that need to get bailed out of bad mortgages, or giving out the loans they need to be giving out. It's like, it's all about them. It's all about them sucking it up, and that's the problem with the financial crisis right now, is we got a bunch of motherfuckers on the top of the ladder that have been raping all of these dollars that have come in their way for all of this time. Same thing with government. These guys are so ready to fucking do what's the best for them, and then when they get caught, or if something does get near being caught, they act as though they've been doing so good and so altruistically fabulous for everybody all the time. And it's like, please give the act up, man. I mean, you know, 85% of this reality that I divulge and swallow is fraudulent anyways. Just add to it, guys, you know? I mean, most people are fake. TV's not real. Movies only mimic what we all wish would be some version of reality. It's like, let's just fucking get on with our lives, man. You know? Let's stop this fucking handsy-pansy stupid fucking shit. You know what I'm saying? But at any rate, it's my story. Sticking to it. Let me see. What else? Oh, the hardwood guys. I'd have a good time talking about this. These dudes, well, it's a company called the Hardwood Guys, and those guys are fucking, what the hell? Hold on, I might be getting pulled over. Hold on.